Now I would like to introduce the Director of Agriculture, Greg Ibaugh, from the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. Director Ibaugh began his service as the Director of the Nebraska Department of Agriculture in June of 2005. He received his appointment from Governor Dave Heineman after spending 6.5 years as the Assistant Director. In addition to his director duties, with the help of his family, he continues to maintain a cow-calf and grain operation near Sumner in central Nebraska. Prior to starting the Sumner operation, Greg worked for the Farm Credit Services. He has past agricultural leadership experience serving in a number of positions within both state and national organization. Greg holds a Bachelor of Science degree in agriculture from the University of Nebraska with a majors in animal science and agricultural economics. Please join me in welcoming Director Ibaugh.
Well, thank you. I think the only thing she left out of that introduction was that I started my career when I left college, graduated from UNL right here in Iowa. And at that time, Governor Branstad was my governor, and I so much admired his leadership and enthusiasm there. And here we are today with him at the helm of Iowa again. And thank you very much for organizing this event, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary Northey. I'm very honored to be here to represent Nebraska today and express the importance that this issue has to our state. I'm proud to be here representing the farmers, agribusinesses, and communities of Nebraska that are directly impacted by the production of biofuels and particularly ethanol. In the state of Nebraska, during the course of my tenure with the Department of Agriculture, I've been able to witness the explosion of this industry and the explosive growth that this has brought to rural areas of Nebraska. Today, Nebraska is the second largest ethanol-producing state in the nation. 24 active plants produce over 2 billion gallons of annual production. The production of ethanol fits hand-in-hand with Nebraska's other agricultural endeavors and has aided the growth of the industry in our state. We call this interrelationship the Golden Triangle. With a strong corn production sector, a strong livestock feeding sector, and a strong ethanol industry, the triangle is structurally sound and has meaningful impact on our rural communities and the state as a whole. It has not been accomplished by accident, though. For the past 40 years, organizations like the Nebraska Corn Board and the Nebraska Ethanol Board have been investing significant amounts of research dollars in each of these three sectors, working first to build up and then sustain the ongoing strength of our Golden Triangle. They have done this in partnership with researchers at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and the cooperative effort has led to improvements that created increased economic opportunities for corn, livestock, and ethanol producers. Passage of the Renewable Fuels Standard in 2005 and then 2007 reinforced what Nebraska's corn and biofuels producers already knew, that the production of ethanol could aid in the diversification of our domestic fuel supply while providing economic benefits to create healthy, sustainable rural communities. With this clear signal from the federal government, companies embrace this opportunity. Our plants represent $5 billion in capital investment and direct employment for over 1,200 Nebraska citizens. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency's proposal to reduce the mandated production levels of ethanol found within the Renewable Fuel Standard puts existing and future development at risk. This adulteration of policy without meeting the justifications built into the legislation devalues decades of research and development and creates question marks for our rural communities who have embraced their role in aiding the U.S. energy portfolio. That is why I am here today to urge the administration to reinstate the statutory conventional renewable fuels target. The proposal to reduce the RFS leaves little incentive to find the next generation of biofuels, as Secretary Norley referred to, as alternatives to foreign oil. Nebraska ethanol processors continually strive to make improvements to their plants to improve efficiency. Many have also been looking at the next generation biofuels technology to determine whether such technology can fit into their future. The administration's proposal has already put a damper on these discussions for increased investment in this next generation of biofuels. Federal policy should not undermine innovation and further advances in such an important economic sector. I encourage the EPA to review the biofuel supply in a way that reflects current production levels and avoids interpretation of the word supply that distorts the intent of the RFS. There is no question that the supply of ethanol will remain strong, especially on the heels of the largest corn crop in U.S. history. There is no reason to believe corn production won't be able to keep pace with demands. New technology in seed production, combined with the efficiency and innovation of our farmers across Nebraska and across the United States, makes it possible to produce greater crop yields with less land and water. There are several Nebraskans here with me who later will help frame the discussion about why a reduction of the renewable fuel standard is the wrong policy at the wrong time. But I appreciate the opportunity to share my view of this policy proposal. As the director of the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, as a farmer and rancher myself, and as a citizen of a small rural Nebraska community, I have seen the benefits of the renewable fuel standard firsthand. In closing, I want to reiterate that I urge the administration to maintain its commitment to supporting a diversified energy portfolio by reinstating the conventional renewable fuels target. Steadily increasing the RFS level has helped reduce harmful emissions, strengthen rural economies, created jobs, and allowed more choices for consumer while reducing fuel costs at the pump. Thank you very much.